You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the artificial pancreas was first described in a medical journal in 1972. Now, researchers say they may have an FDA-approved model on the market as soon as the end of next year. We'll talk about the development of an artificial pancreas and how it could help people with diabetes. Coming up.
Now, a new poll from the Wisconsin Professional Police Association shows that 80% of people in Wisconsin are happy with the work police do in their communities.
That number is higher than the national average. New data comes after a 2015 Gallup poll showed that approval of the police nationwide is actually at its lowest in 22 years.
Here to tell us more about the poll is Jim Palmer. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Jim, welcome back.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you, the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, conducted the survey yourself. Why did you choose to get your own numbers?
Well, this is actually part of a multi-year effort. This is the fourth year in a row that we've done a poll. In each year, we've contracted with the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute because we really want to have a good sense of where the community is on a variety of law enforcement issues, how they feel about their police officers in this state and the job that they're doing, and to try and get them to weigh in on issues like body cameras and use of force and things of that nature. And it's worth noting that as far as we can tell, we're the only police group actually in the entire country that engages in an effort like this.
Now, the poll says that, at least one takeaway of the poll is that 80% of Wisconsinites are happy with the way the work that the police does in their community. What does that number say to you?
Well, to us, that's a very positive number. In the 4 years that we've been doing the poll, it has been high each year, despite the fact that this has been a very challenging environment and climate for the last few years for police officers, and they've been under a great deal of scrutiny, largely from media themes that have emerged from the national news. And so, each year we've kind of expected to see more of an impact of that, and we've been fortunately gratified that hasn't been the case. And I think it's largely due to the professionalism of the officers in this state, and hopefully to some extent, also reflective of our efforts as the state's largest law enforcement group to really keep a community-wide, statewide dialogue going on these things, and try to sustain a discourse in a way that we're not seeing anywhere else around the country.
And what work are you referring to specifically when we talk about the community being happy with the work the police force does?
We asked basically for the respondents' general approval ratings, but we also asked a number of questions about community policing, which we generally defined. And it's clear that that one issue that clearly crosses all demographic bounds is the value that Wisconsinites play on community policing, and in particular, according to our poll, members of the minority communities want more community policing. And that does stand in stark contrast to some of the things we've heard over the last few years about minorities wanting fewer officers or less of a police presence in their neighborhoods. Our poll strongly rebuts that.
Are there other polls nationwide that fly in the face of that number?
When it comes to, no, we're not aware of any polling that's been done on that specific issue. We came up with that question in response to some assertions that were made publicly within the last 2 years in the Madison area predominantly, and we really wanted to test that. As you may recall, Madison Police Chief Mike Koval had responded to those assertions that when they were made about, I think it was at the end of 2014, early 2015, by saying that that wasn't what he was hearing in the neighborhoods and meeting the community groups and the neighborhood associations. That he wasn't hearing that they wanted less of a police presence. In fact, he was hearing that they wanted more. But that was really anecdotal, and so we really wanted to see if we could drill down through the use of this statewide poll and see if we could get another measure.
Did you break down that first number that we're talking about at all by race and ethnic group?
We did. We really did want to drill down by that, and we think it's an important thing to talk about. It's clear that Caucasians, according to our poll, 83% of them approve of the job of their local police officers, and minorities, it's still a strong approval rating or positive approval rating, but it's much less at 59%. And I think that's an important distinction to highlight because I think there are some who might otherwise try to undermine or diminish those assertions when they're made about how minorities feel about law enforcement officers, and clearly there's proof of that in our poll. We think that's you know, an important recognition and awareness that needs to take place in order for us to move forward and figure out how to bridge that gap.
How does that compare with numbers from the last couple of years?
From the last couple of years, there hasn't been a huge change in that specifically. But this was the first year we really wanted to drill down on the demographics and get more of a historical perspective. And that's something that we hadn't done in the past. And each and every year, you know, we're looking for ways to improve our poll and improve the questions that we ask and make them more relevant. And again, you know, we really view this as a vehicle to, you know, sustain a community-wide, statewide dialogue on issues involving race and law enforcement and a variety of other law enforcement-related matters.
We're talking with Jim Palmer right now, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, talking about a new poll gauging attitudes toward police by the community. And as we know, there has been, you know, as we were talking about, a lot of change in the last couple of years in the way people are thinking about the police. And at least there's been a rethinking of how police should best interact with the different communities that they serve. And how will you use this to go forward and try to make some of those changes or decide what's working and what's not working?
Well, certainly, I think it reflects, you know, two strong themes in particular. One, that as it relates to community policing, and there has been a growth over the last 20 years of community policing throughout the country, but as it relates to community policing in Wisconsin, that's, again, as I mentioned, something that the support for that crosses all demographic bounds, and that's really where I think law enforcement agencies would be best served by, you know, reconcentrating and refocusing and redoubling their efforts in that regard. And the other thing I think it shows is that in a lot of respects, or at least I hope it shows, is that the law enforcement community here in Wisconsin is ahead of the curve when it comes to how we approach these issues. And, you know, a good example of that is the fact, as you may well recall, that in 2014, Wisconsin was the first state in the nation to adopt a law that requires every officer-related death to be independently investigated and in a very transparent manner. And we were the first in the nation to do that. And even since Ferguson and Baltimore, and in fact, Wisconsin's law came before those two incidents. But since then, only two other states in the nation, Connecticut and Illinois, have established laws that are even similar to that. And we think that you know, the law enforcement community as a national whole would be best served by putting more of these accountability measures in place.
One other finding in the poll that we haven't talked about yet, it sounds as though it's getting more difficult to recruit people to join the force, to want to become police officers. What do you make of that?
Well, there does seem to be a sense of that, and we just conducted a recent survey amongst our members, and we haven't yet tabulated that, but there does seem to be a strong anecdotal sense that law enforcement agencies are having a much, much more difficult time recruiting new officers, and we're not sure if that's because of the things they're seeing in the news, or the scrutiny, or the fact that, you know, right now, as far as this year is concerned, you know, officer-involved deaths by shootings are up 113%. You know, we're not sure what's contributing to that, but clearly there does seem to be some strong anecdotal evidence that recruiting is taking a hit, and that's something that should concern every citizen of this state, and certainly it's something that we think is important to talk about.
And another question here, asking respondents if they believe that police shoot unarmed people. 68% thought that they did, and the report notes that it finds in reality 91% of the police shoots are armed. And I know the numbers can be difficult about this. Gathering data as a whole nationally has been difficult. How confident are you in those numbers?
Well, we're very confident. In fact, our numbers are absolutely on the mark with the Washington Post, and maybe this is a sad reflection of the times in which we're in, but the Washington Post to date is the best national database for the number of officer-related deaths. And by both their numbers and ours, they were identical. Every individual who was shot and killed last year by a Wisconsin police officer, every individual but one, was armed. And that number comes down to 91%. And, you know, 68% in varying degrees of the public, according to our poll, think that police officers shoot unarmed individuals. In particular, minorities, about 44% of them, according to our poll, seem to think that unarmed individuals are getting shot. And so we think, again, that's something, that's why we do a poll. We want to test the perceptions, and then we want to, you know, match that up with the reality that we know from the statistics and be able to talk about those. And I think it's hopefully we're contributing to the public discourse in a constructive way.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was Jim Palmer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. He told us about a new poll that found that 80% of people in Wisconsin are happy with their police force. 73% of minorities want more community policing.